He is Jalen Rose. I'm what David up, Jacoby. Yo? We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do, Jalen?
We give the people what they want.
We have an update on LeBron James and Giannis in the bubble. An update on Jalen's award voting ballot. But we start with an explosive report from CNN. They are reporting that while he was an ambassador to the United Kingdom, Woody Johnson was investigated by the State Department for making racist and sexist comments. Among the allegations are that Johnson made racist comments about black men and questioned the purpose of Black History Month. He allegedly argued that black fathers don't remain with their families, calling it, quote, the real challenge. Jalen, what do you think this will lead to him no longer being the owner of the New York Jets?
I think ultimately Woody Johnson has just started the process of him not being an owner in the NFL again. And this timing could not be worse for him. And I want to educate him and other people who say what he said about black families. Do you realize that there was something that took place in this country called slavery that took men and women and children from their families over 400 years ago? Do you not know that? That's what started black families to be broken. I just get tired of that stupid analogy being thrown out there. The other thing, Black History Month. You don't know why it's being recognized? You don't know? So again, as a league that is filled with majority of black players, you've seen what Jamal Adams has already tweeted about it. I do not see that being someplace that players are going to be enthusiastic about signing up to go play football, especially in this era. Social unrest. He should be.
I think it's also
disciplined important to recognize and not an owner in the NFL.
I believe this will lead to him no longer being an owner in the NFL. And I also think it's important to recognize that in the wake of the investigation and the allegations from the Washington football team, we have this, that he comments on women's appearances and he was holding events at men's only clubs where his female colleagues and other people could not attend. It's another example of people in positions of power misusing that power and creating a work environment that is unhealthy. And I believe that this creates a work environment that is unhealthy if you are an employee of the New York Jets. And I do not think that he'll be moving forward. And there will be a lot of more details coming out as time goes on about these allegations.
So this is the gentleman that says out of his mouth that women work harder and are cheaper. Like, he will not continue to be an owner in the NFL. We have seen some owners get away from some things. Looking at you, Dan Snyder, and the Washington football team. They're going through an investigation right now. He will not be the owner in the NFL for very long.
We'll keep you up to date with these allegations and the details as they come in the coming days. But now we move on to LeBron James and his new running mate, Anthony Davis, had this to say about his teammate.
The things he's doing at his age, I mean, he's playing like probably one of his, you know, best years. Top team in the West. You know, the things he's able to do on the floor, especially when everybody was saying, you know, he was washed and he should hang it up and all those things. He come back with a dominant performance, and then just to be even in the race, you know, at this age, at this point in his career, you know, and for me to sit every night. And the things he do on a consistent basis, not, you know, in stretches, three games here, four games here, but he does it every night. And he's been doing it his whole career. I think, you know, it's a good argument for him to be MVP.
Anthony Davis made some strong statements supporting LeBron James for MVP, and he mentioned his age a lot, Jalen. Do you think people like yourself that vote on the award will take that into consideration when they cast their ballots?
You shouldn't. And people keep bringing up age like that's a part of the argument. I'm going to give you the better argument for LeBron James. He normally plays power guard, which usually is the second largest or tallest guy closing games, in particular in Miami playing alongside Chris Bosh, or even in Cleveland playing alongside Kevin Love. How about this? He's officially playing point guard, like a la Magic Johnson, and leading the league in assists. Now, that's the outstanding thing that people aren't really stressing enough. They're talking too much about the age and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't not give it to Giannis because he's younger and leads his team in so many statistical categories and has better numbers than LeBron as it relates to points, rebounds, blocks, steals, win shares. Team has a better overall record. Giannis Antetokounmpo deserves the MVP this year, Jacoby.
So, you know, I believe that LeBron is the MVP, but it's not because of his age, but his age does factor into it, and here's why. It's his wisdom and his experience, his knowledge of what the other teams are trying to do. And if you look at his production here at the age of 35, one of the best to ever do it at that age, but it's also the degree of difficulty. Giannis has a system around him that didn't change that much from last season to this season, and his production didn't change that much from last season to this season. LeBron James didn't make the playoffs last year, made number one in the West this year. Brand new head coach, brand new superstar teammate, also about five or six brand new teammates, and he goes out there and leads that team to the number one in the Western Conference. He's a coach on the floor. He is the MVP, someone who his own coach says calls plays like Tom Brady and calls out plays like Mike Singletary. That is value. That is the most valuable player in the NBA, clearly.
Jacoby, did you just say as part of your argument they reshaped their roster by adding Anthony Davis to a system?
Yes.
Come on now. No.
Brand new head coach, brand new team. Brand new head coach, brand new team.
They have two of the top seven players in the NBA. LeBron James has done a terrific job of molding that squad. Danny Green, just so you know, won two championships before he got to the Lakers. Rajon Rondo won one before he got there as well. Kyle Kuzma is going to perform really well in the playoffs. The Lakers have a fantastic team. LeBron James is on Minnie's Mount Rushmore. But me, you got to pass Magic. But I'm just saying, if I'm talking about this year's MVP, I can't not give it to Giannis because he's younger.
I didn't say anything about his age. I didn't say a single thing about his age. LeBron James is the MVP because there's a degree of difficulty with what he's doing. He has a whole new team and a whole new coach, and they didn't hit any bumps. When was the last time you heard Frank Vogel's name? And LeBron James doesn't always get along with his new coaches. We've seen it happen time and time again.
That's outstanding. I think
It's value.
That's why they got the best record in the West.
He's playing point guard. You said he's playing point guard, right? He is leading that team. He controls everything. It's the eye test. You just keep pointing back to Giannis's numbers, but I know you and I both were staying up late watching the Lakers game. Yes, Giannis lead the team? Does he call out the plays? Does he run the offense and the defense the same way LeBron James does? Does he?
Yes.
Answer that question,
more.
Please.
Giannis is gone.
Does he have the basketball IQ?
Let me ask you this. What Anthony Davis does defensively for the Lakers, Giannis does for the Bucks, which is why those two guys are the leading candidates to win Defensive Player of the Year. Look at those team ranks. You saying doing it all for a squad? That's the definition of doing it all for a squad. And I'll say this. It's really important for the Bucks to do well in this bubble. You don't want to lose Giannis. He's going to be around other players in the league. They get bounced in the first or the second round. People going to start to wonder, can Giannis win with those guys? Does he have to do like LeBron and leave Cleveland? Or like KD and leave OKC to win a championship? It's important for the Bucks to fare well in the bubble. I believe if they win a championship, Giannis does a Patrick Mahomes and signs a long-term deal. If they don't win a championship, I believe he holds out and he tries to figure out if they're going to add more pieces to the puzzle and or see what happens next year. That's what I believe. That's why it's so very important.
So I believe that as well. I think that there's so much riding on the Bucks' performance, but don't you think the bubble environment, don't you think the 4 months off, don't you think that can sort of put an asterisk on this season? So if they don't perform well in the playoffs, they make an argument to Giannis saying, look, these were special circumstances. We didn't have home games. We were stuck in Orlando for 3 months. That's why we lost in the second round of the Eastern Conference. Under normal circumstances, we probably would have made a real championship run. You think that that doesn't sort of put an asterisk on his potential free agency?
Nah. Poor performance. Like Curtis Blow said, they are playing basketball. if their team is in the bubble and healthy, Bledsoe there, DiVincenzo there, their entire squad healthy and ready to go, Lopez brothers, if they're ready to go and they don't win the East, I'm just putting it out there that I believe Giannis then does not sign a long-term extension this offseason. I believe if they win it all, he does.
Oh, yeah. I think there's no question if they win it all, if he holds the trophy up and the MVP of the finals in the other arm, he will sign long-term. But I don't think that's going to happen, Jalen. I think it's going to be really interesting after this bubble is over, when the Bucks do not win, what sort of thoughts, what sort of quotes, what sort of decisions Giannis Antetokounmpo makes. I can't wait for that.
Jaylen. So who you got beating them? Toronto? Miami? You said when they do not win, Philly? Boston? I just got to get you to say an answer to that really fast.
Philly. I got Philly. It is time for you to take us behind the curtain. Jalen, we argue about who the NBA MVP is. However, you're the only one that actually has a vote. The votes will be placed before the regular season starts in Orlando. Do you have your ballot?
I don't have my ballot just yet, but it's always a stressful time because I respect the players, I respect the game, and I take pride in being a voter and using my expertise to get the awards right, Jacoby. And since the majority of the season has been played, I think I pretty much know who's going to win each award, but I got to look deeper into the all-NBA and the all-defensive teams.
Mm. Yeah, because those ones can change the compensation of the athletes that you're voting on, so those ones are important as well. I always love how stressed out you get. Just that you're worried about your internet going out. You're worried about who you should vote for. You
try to do it at the last minute of the last
voting
second.
For the awards than you do about being on television the rest of the year. Jalen, some Houston Astros woke up with some bruises, and I will tell you why right after this. Stay tuned. It's Jalen and Jacoby.
Where's my bet?
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit, part of Happy Hour, and in part by Taco Bell. Order ahead and pick up your favorites at our contactless drive-thru.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. This is the segment where Jalen decides what we discuss. It is called Keep It Moving. If
Woo,
you
tang,
would like
Woo,
to
tang,
about, just say hit the break. If not, keep moving in the minivan. Jalen, three Astros were hit by pitches yesterday. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
The brakes.
While playing an exhibition game against the Royals, three Astros were plunked. Jalen, do you think this is retribution for the cheating scandal?
Absolutely. This is what happens when not only you cheat, you get caught and win a World Series, and the core group of those players are still on that same squad. Mm-hmm. They not only did it to the point where they became champions, but as you hear the details emerge, it was so very flagrant and disrespectful to the history of the game. So absolutely, I'll continue to see players get plunked for that behavior.
It's not just what you do, it's how you do it. These all seemed very intentional, and I am here for it. I love the idea that every time the Astros go to a new ballpark and step in the batter's box, they're going to be worried about getting hit. I love it so much. Moving on, the NFL is going to allow some special helmet decals. Jalen, keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
They plan to allow social justice decals on the back of helmets, sort of little stickers in the back. What do you expect to see on that back of the heads?
I'm not mad at them being in the back. And progress always matters. But can it be on the side? Can it be on the front? I watch a lot of football. You know what I don't see? The back of their neck, the back of their head. What do you think?
Well, they put a lot of decals there. You know, that's kind of like the spot where they put things when people pass away with the franchise or something like that. But it's better than nothing. But I'm interested to see exactly what will be allowed. The same thing happened with the back of NBA jerseys. It came out, oh, you can have a decal there. Then they came out with league-approved ones. So I think it'll be very similar in the NFL as well.
We want league-approved ownership.
Moving on. The Pistons jersey. It's going to look a little bit different next year.
The brakes.
The Pistons will be associated with a winner next season because they will have Michael Jeffrey Jordan's logo on their chest. Jalen, what do you think about these new unis?
Wow. Oh, man, this takes me back to my childhood, Jacoby. These two entities in the same place at the same time coexisting in 2020. It wasn't like that in the early 90s. Pistons won two championships back-to-back as the Bad Boys before the Bulls got started, and they finally overcame Detroit, and they beat us, Jacoby. And yes, we did walk off and didn't shake their hands. One of my favorite moments in the history of sports.
Jalen, a Bulls rookie has already started saying negative things about the head coach. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
They haven't changed their coach yet. I'm never lobbying for people to lose their job, but they have great young talent, including Zach LaVine, one of my guys. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Senator Kelly Loeffler sort of doubled down
hit the brakes.
Stance against the Black Lives Matter movement. She said that the WNBA's support for the Black Lives Matter movement would make some fans, quote, feel excluded. Jalen, what do you think?
I don't want people to get ostracized for saying their opinion. Allow them to keep talking. However, when they're in a position of power and they're one of the owners of a WNBA team, you can't, for public consumption, multimedia, say, hey, stick to sports. She's a politician. And you know what? Us talking about her is doubling down on her contingency. So they will vote for her. This is all an election year game, David Jacoby. And based on that, she does not deserve the opportunity to be one of the owners in the WNBA. And just like we talked about Washington, the NFL team was going to change their name. It's going to happen. Mark it down. Turn over the hourglass. Just a matter of time before she isn't an owner. Trust me.
It really is. And supporting the Black Lives Matter movement is a movement for equality. It's a movement against social injustice. If that makes you feel excluded because of equality and lives mattering, that really says something about you. And perhaps the WNBA doesn't want you to be a fan. Moving on. Jalen, I really want to show you this video of a karate
hit
kick.
The break.
Take a look at this spinning back kick right here. See, what guy in the white seems really calm. Bang! Ooh. Right there, knocked out on his feet. Jalen, could you kick that high?
I'm all about that. And once I've stretched and worked out for like 12 straight months, I can do that round kick. But I tell you, you'll rip a groin. I'm telling you, dog. You got to be in shape to do that. That was powerful right there. We got to send him a hoodie.
I can't get my foot above my waist, let alone my head. Like, if I did that spinning back kick, it would probably land in the opponent's shin, for real.
But what about the guy that took the blow? How about him? I couldn't be him either.
No. Oh, no. I wouldn't even stand in there. I wouldn't even stand in there. But one thing I do like is if you watch the gentleman in the black, after he lands the kick, he immediately walks over. He seems concerned. He seems genuinely concerned. He's like, I just kicked that guy in the head really hard.
You know what? He's really be concerned before you kick me in the head. You know, how about that? How about that for our friendship? You know,
show your sympathy before you kick me in the head. Not
like I said, people bring flowers to your funeral, but don't bring you soup when you sick. State property taught us that. You see, that's a perfect example.
A really good example. As someone who has had many concussions, I really hope that young man is okay. Jalen, moving on. All businesses have had to adjust, and there's one way that a gentleman's club has adjusted to the pandemic. Keep it moving
or
hit
the brake. Is this a break?
In Houston, Texas, a place known for the gentlemen's club, one of them has a drive-through strip club where you wait in line, just like you do at a fast food place. You get to a stall, and then you sort of sit there and look in for two songs. I can't believe we're actually talking about this, and I can't believe the excitement on your face. You would definitely go there. I know you would definitely go there. Are we about to road trip to Houston? I'm not driving to Houston with you, Jalen. I am not driving to Houston with you.
We are on our way, and we're going to get some seafood at Bun B's restaurant. No doubt about it.
And we'll do it while the Rockets are playing. We'll watch the game on our phones. Harden, Westbrook, two songs. Jacoby, that's giving the people what they want.
Jalen, there's absolutely no chance that that is happening. Feel free to do that by yourself.
No state income taxes? More bang for your buck?
You suggested that Snoop Dogg and DMX have a versus battle, and it is going down tonight. We will preview it right after this. Stay tuned. It's Jalen.
Shout to the god, Swiss Beats. We got to give the people
time. Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Part of Happy Hour.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, check out this video of Tyreek Hill and Terrell Owens racing. How impressive is it that Terrell Owens is keeping up with Tyreek Hill?
It's really impressive. He unceremoniously basically got blackballed from the league for being a big personality. Always was productive, was always in amazing shape. But unfortunately, certain black athletes, when they get the label of being polarizing, even though they still have great productivity left, are basically allowed to leave the game unceremoniously for a future Hall of Famer. They tried to do that to Melo, but he got back in the game.
Snoop Dogg versus DMX tonight. The battle that was first conceived on this very program. You've got that. You've got Dan Le Batard next, and you've got us returning tomorrow, as always, at 4 p.m. Jalen, we always say we give the people what they want. You know what? I messed up. I'm not giving the people what they want. I don't have any voicemails today. And I say we're going to have voicemails every single day. We had one. We've played like two in the last 4 months. But you know what? I don't have a time machine. I can't go backwards. Can't go backwards and get those voicemails. I can only move forward. Tomorrow we'll have voicemails. But right now I want to discuss something that we discussed with Angela Rye on Monday. It's the mental health of Kanye West. I'm sure that you've seen some of the tweets that he put up about trying to get divorced from Kim K because she visited Meek Mill to talk about prison reform and said that he was the future president. And I am not a mental health professional, but he certainly does not seem well. And I really hope that he gets the help that he needs. What is your reaction to sort of some of the tweets that he put up?
I want to echo what you said about his mental health. And if that's the case, I definitely hope he gets the support that he needs. He's also an adult with an amazing following and a huge responsibility to handle that with care. And the one thing that he has done, especially here recently, he has been as reckless as a black person could be with that platform. The blasphemy coming out of his mouth to even mention Harriet Tubman's name in any way, shape, or form, to me, puts you in a different category of sunken place. I believe this is what's going to take place. There are so many buzzwords that happen in election years. I'll point a few of them out to you. Anarchist, mob, mega, and regardless of your political affiliation, if somebody's doing a peaceful protest before a football game, all of a sudden we start to legislate if they're disrespecting the flag, and we get away from the actual issues that we're trying to discuss as we try to move forward towards equality and respecting one another equally. And so when the distractions happen, Jacoby, because that's what this is, I'm going to tell everybody the finality. Just like I told you guys on this show in 2016, when our commander in tweets took the job, players in the NBA and NFL told me on my phone, I read them on my phone on this show, that they would not be going to the White House if they won the Super Bowl or the World Series. We talked about that on this show.
So let me tell you what's going to happen. Google Tyreek and Lester. Okay? One of them is the puppet in the back. I believe once the election takes place, Kanye is going to, for public consumption, say that he went and got the help that he needed, and he's going to ask the masses to forgive him. Kim and her family are going to look like the heroes. They came in and they saved Kanye when he was on a reckless path. Right now, when he's speaking the way he's speaking and behaving the way he's behaving, you know what they got to do, Jacoby? The opposite of what you and Joey would be doing. They need to splinter. You know why? Because as you do your political thing, you can't mess with this Kardashian money. And we're going to come out publicly and let it be known that we're trying to get you the help that you need so that our fans don't blame us for your behavior. It's all smoke and mirrors. Stay with your eyes on the prize. Make sure you vote in November. This dude ain't trying to run for president. He's trying to make us talk about him. And I always hate when people involve other innocent bystanders. I have Meek Mill's number in my phone. He's been on this show. Pretty sure he'll want to be trending because allegedly somebody's saying that he was sleeping with somebody's wife. You know what I'm saying? Like
somewhere Meek Mill woke up and was like, wait, what? Like Kanye said, what? Like, huh?
Dog, you running through all types of barriers and stop signs. Correct.
And then you put it in quotations reform.
Like prison reform is some court of game for me, and I've been locked up. You see what I'm saying? So if you meet, you're like, yo, hotel. Seriously?
He's like, you know, who knows? He's like, maybe he was just staying in a hotel. I don't know. I mean, to involve Meek Mill and to insinuate that there was some sort of extramarital affair, I have no idea if that happened. But if it did not happen, it's completely unfair to Meek Mill. Completely unfair to Meek Mill.
And Jaylen, so based on that, remember, I just told you the beginning, middle, and the end of this story. Let's keep our eyes on the prize. More than a vote in November.
Jalen, Alex Caruso missing his sister's wedding because he's going to stay in the bubble. And he also mentioned that there'll be hundreds of people there, and a lot of people there won't be wearing masks. So if I were Alex, I wouldn't be going either. Because you know what that sounds like to me? In Texas, they call these things super spreader events. That sounds like a super spreader event to me. You're going to be dancing on the dance floor, huffing and puffing, breathing each other's air. Might not be indoor, might be partially indoors, partially outdoors. No, thank you. That's a super spreader event right there. Alex Caruso is like, wish you the best, sis. I'm not going to be able to do it. What do you think about his decision?
Yeah, not going to be able to do it. I'll send you a wire. Make sure you got some funds in the account. I'm going to send y'all a gift. Make sure y'all good. I'll see y'all another time.
I'll do a little video speech that you guys can play. I'll do a little video speech from my hotel room in Orlando. But
you ready for this?
No.
I actually got something. I let me take it a step further. I got something I want to say to his sister. That was never realistic for him to even come once the coronavirus hit. How about that? So I know we're discussing it like, oh, he just decided, nah, I'm going into the bubble, so I'm going to miss the wedding. No, that decision been made.
Yeah, I'm not going to be attending any large events anytime soon. Let's just say that. I'm not going to be going to any 100-plus events. I don't even want to play pickup with my friends. You know? I don't even want to play pickup with my friends.
Especially when people aren't wearing masks. Don't leave that part off.
Yeah. Jalen, I have to do better. I'm going to get some voicemails for tomorrow. I promise. I also have a confession to make, Jalen. I have a confession to make in front of the people. You know we like to be transparent here. We've been doing TV from home for a long time. I have a confession. I reached out to one of our makeup artists and had her send me some makeup, and I put makeup on before the show. Just want you to know that.
No. Yeah. Today, No.
I'm wearing makeup right now.
You're such a diva. I can't believe
it. You're shiny. I was mad shiny. I got sunburned. It looks better. You know what I mean? I'm just telling the truth. I'm always going to tell the truth in the microphone.
We have a staff of people that are working really hard on this program. Yeah. And we're sitting here ready to go 1:15. Jacoby, like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, did he go take a shower? Like, what's really happening? You left to go put on makeup?
Oh, no. Today, not only that. Today I left to cut my hair, take a shower, and put on makeup.
Right. Oh, that's a soft move. That's one of the softest moves of all time.
It looks better. Y'all hear this? I want to look
good. Team J&J, do y'all hear? Do y'all hear what David was doing between 1:15 and 1:30?
The director's in my ear saying the makeup is worth it. Saying, I'm not slowing us down. Don't even talk about slowing us down as a production. Don't even talk about that, dog. We were on the phone with ESPN today, like, oh, we're not going to have a show. Jalen's gone. Don't talk about me slowing us down. We were on the phone. I'm like, all right, I'll see you 1 o'clock. You go, 1 o'clock? I didn't know it was 1 o'clock.
What happened? What time was it?
You're on the phone. It's like,
I'm always ready at 1.
Like, oh, you're ready. You're the best. You're the absolute best. We'll be back with voicemails and another dope podcast in Step 2 tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
Stay woke. We're not done.